The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
You have to take every word the Lord speaks as serious and write it down and then open up your mouth and confess His word and His promises.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ. We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, Talk Your Way Forward.
Speak the word.
Saints, there is nothing that equals the power of the positive confession of God's word. In order to confess God's word, we have to renew our minds. And in order to renew our minds, we must know His word. You know, we preach and we teach the need of being converted, about being born again, but we have left these new believers hanging in the air, so to speak. There is great enthusiasm and joy when we witness the salvation of another, and we should be excited because now this newborn again brother and sister will get to spend eternity with Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, and that's awesome. But if that new believer is not cared for and fed by having their mind renewed through feeding on the Word of God and practicing it, their joy is going to soon die.
That's right.
They're still going to remain babies. And that's what Paul was talking about, you know, and I think it's in Galatians. He said, you know, it's like, you know, they should be to the point now to where they get food, meat, but I'm still having to feed them milk. Most new believers are not aware that their spirits get recreated, and that they don't recognize that their mind that has held that spirit in captivity is the same old mind. That old mind don't get recreated.
That's right.
It stays the same. The only thing that gets recreated is your spirit.
Amen.
Because most new believers don't know that when they got born again, that their mind didn't get renewed. You know, I'm teaching on, as a matter of fact, I was thinking that you might be thinking, why am I teaching on a recreated mind? But I'm teaching on the recreated mind because every time I pray for people, whether it's when I'm ministering somewhere or through the emails or phone calls that I get, I know that even though I pray for them and most of them, that most of them won't receive it because their minds are not renewed to the Word of God. So therefore, they can't see it.
Amen. Yeah.
They can't receive it.
True.
You know, and it pains you. It grieves you. I want to help them. It hurts me when I pray for someone and I know they didn't receive what they were asking for. And I know it does you too. But brothers and sisters, I want the people that I pray for to receive from God what they need. When I pray for somebody, whether it's on the telephone or through an email or in person up here, I want them to be able to receive what God wants for you to have. We have tons of born again children of God walking around not knowing what belongs to them or how to lay hold of God's promises. And I think most pastors would agree with me on this too. You know, the new believers doesn't realize that all the knowledge their old mind had comes from the senses, and the senses can never be renewed.
That's right.
Your senses can never, your five senses, they can never be renewed because they're part of the physical body. They can be brought into subjection and they can be controlled, but they cannot be renewed. Are you hearing me? You can control them, but you can't renew them. Our minds, as it feeds on the Word of God and meditates in the Word, practices and lives in the Word, will come into the fellowship of a recreated spirit. But in order to do that, you must meditate on the Word, you must practice the Word, and you must act on it. Are you hearing me? Let me remind you that you can't build your faith just by reading the Bible. A lot of people think that they read the Bible every day, and so that's going, you know, the reading the Bible is good for you. But you can't build your faith just by reading the Bible. That Bible, that Word has to become a part of you. Jesus and His Word are one and the same. And so when you're reading that Word, you have to act on it. You have to believe the Word, and you have got to act on what you're reading. If you believe it, you'll act on it. And that's how you know whether you believe it or not, is by if you're going to act on it. I acted on it this few days ago. I acted on the Word. That's what I'm talking about. You act on the Word. Whether it's a little thing or whether it's a big thing. James 1:22 says, be you doers of the word and not hearers only. Otherwise, he says, you'll deceive yourself. The Word has to become a part of you. It has to become engrafted in you. I remember praying, you know, Lord, I just pray that as I read your Word and as I meditate on your Word, that it will become a part of me, that it will become engrafted into me, that, you know, just breathe the Word. You just want to become one with the Word. We're one with Him. We're one with the Word. According to Romans 12:1 in the New Living Bible says, we have one of the most important scriptures concerning the physical body and its thinking process. It says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all that He's done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that will be acceptable. He says, because this is truly the way to worship Him. He says in verse 2, he said, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You have to change this old thinker up here. Are you hearing me? He says, and then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Saints, notice that God is asking you, He's pleading with you to present your body, which holds the five senses and are the most important part of the body, the seeing part, the hearing part, the feeling part, and the tasting and smelling part. These are your most important parts. The Lord is saying, I want you to give this home of your five senses to me. I want you to turn them over to me and let me renew them. Because, see, you can't. The only way you can do that is through the Word of God. And as your mind is renewed, you will come to know the will of the Father, and you will walk in the light of His Word. When this happens, you will have more knowledge of who you are in Christ Jesus and also what belongs to you and how to receive it. And that's what you're after. Saints, the Word is always now. God's Word is always a now word. His Word is what He is, according to John 1:1. John 1:1 says, in the beginning there was the Word was with God, and God is His Word. The Word is the mind of the Father, it is the will of the Father, and it shows the way to the Father. The Word is the Father speaking. It is the now word from Him to me. It is His voice. When I read His Word, it is His voice speaking to me. It is His Word that gives birth to faith in the believers. Saints, He is a faith God, and He always uses words to do things. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds have been framed by the Word of God. The Word is the bread of heaven. It is food for our spirits. And Matthew 4:4 says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I want you to think about this. It's your attitude toward the Word that will determine the place that God holds in your daily life. And I know that I've mentioned that before, but it deserves repeating again. In other words, we must put God's Word first in our lives, as I said before, above the doctors and the lawyers and the bankers and the neighbors. And let me say this too, you must honor God's Word above your feelings and your emotions. Amen. Christianity is not about emotions, and it's not about feelings. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's not an it. He's a Him. And He was sent here. You know, if you read some scriptures in the Bible, in one scriptures I was reading this morning, it said He must said He five times. But He's not a feeling either. He's not an emotion. He's a Him. He's a person sent here to live with us, live inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling. When we become born again, He lives in us. Jesus lives in us. Jesus, the love. Jesus is love. And He says in His Word that the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. In other words, the love in your heart outweighs the jealousy and the hatred in the world. Because His love is living on, He is love. And He lives on the inside of us. So He outrides all those other things. Are you hearing me?
Speak the Word to your body. Speak the Word to your mind. Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, according to your word, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. And when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit prays for us. And our Father, who knows all our hearts, knows what the Holy Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for your truths. For your truths are the only thing that will set us free, the only thing that will deliver us from our captivity and our bondages. I pray, Lord, that you will give us the strength and the courage to hold fast to our confession, knowing that Jesus is the high priest over our confessions. Help us to understand that if we're not satisfied with what we have, then we need to quit confessing what we've been saying. For we create with the words that we speak. Help us to get a revelation that what we say is our faith speaking, and we will get what we say. Help us to renew our minds to your way of thinking, Lord. For it is only by the renewing of our minds with your word that we can make the positive confessions that will cause our situations and our circumstances to change for the better. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.